I have three or four different groups of mentors, which I always work with, which I always meet on a regular basis. I can never do away with them, simply because it has been enriching me continuously. They are able to give me a view of my blind side all the time. And that is something that is very, very important. When you're out there, and especially if you're involved in operations, in whatever business you have, it's difficult to see everything. And you will always have a blind side. Having people working with you and having mentors will enable you to see all of your blind side. Work with people is very, very important. Don't be afraid to fail. A lot of people are afraid to fail. They're afraid to invest because they're afraid of failure. They're afraid to get out of employment because they're afraid of failure. They're afraid to take the plunge because they're afraid of failure. You have to fail in order for you to succeed. You really have to fail in order for you to succeed. It is failing forward that is important. No matter what you do, no matter what concept you think about, if you don't put it to action, nothing will happen. It will always remain a concept. You have to put your plans into action. When you start taking that leap of faith, that is your first step towards success. Taking the leap of faith. Which brings me to my last point, faith. You have to put God first. In everything that you do, I have actually put this last because it is the most important. Whatever it is you do, you always have to seek first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom, God's kingdom, and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. No matter what effort you do in every business, every endeavor, if you don't acknowledge that apart from Him, you are nothing. What profits are meant to be in the whole world, yet you lose your soul. You have to remember, we are mere stewards of God's grace. Whatever it is that you have, whatever it is that you are blessed with, you're merely a steward. You're not an owner. You came to this world with nothing, you'll get out of this world with nothing. We are mere stewards. And as stewards, we are expected good stewards of God's grace. What is a good steward? When you start living God's principles in your business and in your life, then you're being a good steward. You have to remember that you have to acknowledge God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He shall direct your path. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Not in some, but in all. Not only during Sundays, but on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. All throughout, over and over again. You have to acknowledge Him. Because that is the only way for you to succeed. When you are about to start a business, when you are about to invest your money, you are planting the seeds. You, by faith, are acting on your decision to improve yourself. But by faith, when you plant that, that is the action of faith. That is plunging into it. But you are not going to make it grow. The seed, we plant it, we tend to it. That is, it is the Lord who will make it grow. If the Lord cannot trust you with small things, how can He trust you with bigger things? You will only truly grow if you will do God's work in parallel while you're doing your work. Because God's work and your work has to be congruent. If there is no congruency with your life and God's work and your work, it's not going to. That is my philosophy. that is the key thing. For anything and everything that you do, you're going to have to give to God's work. First and foremost, every time you receive something, give to God's work and give of your time. We're doing this. Our group is doing this because we want to give of our time. We're not doing this for anything. We're doing this because we realize that in order for us to be blessed, we have to bless others. And you have to do God's work. You have to